Spirit, we only have yielded one son of God, not just one of God. He had two women have his son of blood. So one must be immensely discharged. It is always immensely discharged. And the other one could be a result of the yield made by the bird. By the bird. So melee. So if, let's say, one woman, you know, had you like that, and she had the dancy pair, so then we attribute her to the dancy pair. But if two women had dancy sara, could not say that each sara dam is a result of the tzipa, because the tzipa could only yield one sara dam, and here we have two small dam. So one is a result of the menstrual discharge. We don't know whether woman number one or woman number two has the dam that is a result of menstrual discharge. We cannot toss a coin, so maybe we cannot tell you, okay? So both women have to come. Same kind of thing. Alright. King Roshim Sasmi Tsiboli, Tsidam Sara, Banu Tsakam, Zub Sara, Zub Sara, Shkemi Kukolis. Now he starts to explain. It's a very long deceptive, but the Pirush is relatively very, very short. Now we already explained. Pirush really is in the recent Tari also. Bishim was a Tari status. Now he told Bishim, King Shoshi is also in Twitter. A measure of Amun, Tom Kur, Kur, the kind of world is still to come. I will be coward and not going to blame for him as Fusi. He will be very tailored, it's very tailored. כי פרשים המוסרית ומחתים ומתאים לקאו שני נקודים דמיד את הרומן בהי לאב ומתאים לקאו ומקום על איתן ומחמישס תלמיד ממנו בינו או יש לי דעס לשאול נאו the רעש דיר סי יש דרך עוד יש לי דעס לשאול דרך עוד יש לי דעס לשאול בשביל סיוח את שני נקודים ובשביל סרב עם השני יש לי דעס לשאול מצווי כתומי ושאין לי דעס לשאול מצווי כתומי So, yes, he does the show, so, which is a yoke, so, yes, he does the show, they may make a show, which is a yoke, does the show, they may make a kosher, which is a yoke, which is a yoke, the entire slave, the entire slave, you have the entire slave. Now, so the Raj Yossi is very, very good. The girls, Yossi, you understand it. The girls, Yossi, you understand it. בשביל שרבים שניים תלויים בשביל שיוכי סורדן בשביל שיוכי וזרוכי יש לי דס לשאולי so ספיק היסטורי אין לי דס לשאולי ספיק היסטורי now here we have the suffix in regard to both now if we had a suffix in regard to one so then יש לי דס לשאולי would be ספיק תומי And the English has to show this victory. If we have the suffix in regard to both, so then the English has to show is to be considered as if the suffix had been in respect to him only, some lady is family, and the English has to show is to be considered as if the suffix had been in respect to him only. So it's there. That's the good chat. But the Rash chat, so it's very difficult. So it says, Bishus Ayochi Bishneim Tulim and Bishus Arabim. So Bishus Arabim is more humble than Bishus Ayochi. As she will be das the show and speak it to me. Bishay will be das the show and speak it to me. That's very strange. So how could it be explained? Now, it's late now. what it seems. The Russian are more than safe it is. And he came along with Dabash Yehudi Das Tishore, which is a Yachit Sveiki Tore, which is a Rabbin Sveiki Tore. And she only Das Tishore, Bindush is a Rabbin Bindush is a Yachit Sveiki Tore. So, apparently the Rash holds that just as we have a Yalfusik in respect to Rish Sayochit, that if it's Yehudi Das Tishore, so it's Yehudi Das Tishore, so if it's Yehudi Das Tishore, so it's Sveiki Tore. So the same Yalfuse applies to Rish Sarabim also. Because the Russian Admiral is, I mean, that, I don't mean that there is any guy to that anymore. But that's the Shit Sarash. Bishayim Bidas Nishoele, Bindush is a Yochid, Bindush is a Rabbin Sveiki Tore. So the question arises, Bindush is a Rabbin, so Sveiki Tore all the time. Why was it saying Bishayim Bidas Nishoele, Bindush is a Yochid, Bindush is a Rabbin Sveiki Tore? But if he does not show it, it's also Sveiki Tore. Well, so the point perhaps would be, in a phenomenon, that's what the Gemara means. So apparently the Rash holds that we learn out from Sveiki two Laufuses in respect to Yehudi Das Tishore. One Laufus is Yehudi Das Tishore that it's Sveiki Tore Bishus Hayochit, and another Laufus say that Yehudi Das Tishore is Sveiki Tore Bishus Hayochit. But then the question arises, Bishus Hayochit. So Yehudi Das Tishore is Sveiki Tore doesn't make sense, because Bishus Hayochit there is a Laufus that in all cases it's Sveiki Tore. In all cases. So what is the meaning of the Alfuse of Yehudi Das Tishore in Rish Sarabim? Yishlein Rish Sayochim. So why Yehudi Das Tishore is Sveiki Tore? The Alfuse Yehudi Das Tishore is Sveiki Tore. Yehudi Das Tishore is Sveiki Tore. But by Rish Sarabim, we hear Ben Rish Sayochim, Ben Rish Sarabim is Sveiki Tore. Yehudi Das Tishore. So, what's the purpose of the Alfuse of Pirshus Rabim Sveiki Tore in Das Tishore? It's Sveiki Tore even if Yehudi Das Tishore. The answer is, the purpose of that Alfuse of Pirshus Rabim in that Yehudi Das Tishore is Sveiki Tore, but Yehudi Das Tishore is Sveiki Tore is in the case where there is a stir, where Echad is Yehudi Das Tishore, and Echad is Envy Das Tishore. So in that case, so we do not apply the other Alfuse that some Kumish Sarabim Sveiki Tore in all circumstances. Because that's only when there is no spirit. But in the situation of Shnei Shvilim and the Echad Envy Das Tishore and the Echad Envy Das Tishore, so then there is a spirit, so the Alfuse of soft turbish is a rabbin Sveiki Tore in all situations doesn't apply, because here there will be stira. So we have an additional to say that if there is a stira in the Shus Rabbin, so the one that is Yehudi Das Tishore is Sveiki Tore, and the one that is Yehudi Das Tishore is Sveiki Tore. So it's an additional to say, because the Gemara says here, Yishayim Yidach Yishayim Ben Yishus Ayachim Ben Yishus Arabim is Sveiki Tore. So it's my life. Here's an answer. Because Parshas Amon teaches us that Lechem comes in Hashemayim, not only in the Oretz. Of course, in the Midbar, it was B'derach Nes, but even today when it's B'derach Teva, so Lechem comes in Hashemayim, Mizeines Panos, and Aseres Adivres, because of the mitzvah to remember Ma'amed Har Sinai, so because of that, it's proper to say Aseres Adivres, B'chol Yehim, but of course, the Gemara says that the Chachomim wanted, at first they thought of being Kivei Aseres HaDivres B'Tzibur,
that it should be recited in conjunction with the Tefillah B'Tzibur, but they refrained from being misaken that. Mipnei Tarumas Aminim, because there were certain groups who only believed in the revelation of the Aseres HaDibros and not in the revelation of the whole Torah. So because of that, the Chachamim were nimna of being at Kaveh B'Tzibur. But B'Yochid, it's all right to say the Aseres HaDibros. V'davke B'Yochid Mut'o. And then, U'parsheilo U'mincho U'shlomim V'chatos V'oshom, because the Gemara at the end of Menoche says that Koloesei B'Tiras Chatos Kilo Yikrif Chatos. It doesn't mean just Chatos. All the Karbonos. And that's the basis for saying the Karbonos every day in the morning. Now, why is that? Because there is a posik of Nishalmo Porim Foseinu. So Nishalmo Porim Foseinu implies two halachas. First of all, a mitzvah chiyuvis of davening, of reciting certain tefillahs, as that's a verbal korban. That's a verbal korban. That's a mitzvah chiyuvis. So Musaf is completely based upon the mitzvah of Nishalmo Porim Foseinu. Why do we have to daven a tefillas Musaf? In other words, in order to realize a verbal korban. A verbal korban. But even the other tefillas, Shachris and Minche and even Meiriv, which is the Rishus, so they also, it's not only, so Kineget Minim Tikmum, so it doesn't mean that the Zmanim just correspond with the Zmanim of the Tomich or Shachris, Tomich of Nabayim. The Etzim Nechayev of the Tefillah of Shachris is the Posik of Nishalmo Porim Foseinu. By davening Shachris, we in effect are bringing a verbal call. So that's a mitzvah chiyuvis. And then Nishalmo Porim Foseinu also implies a mitzvah chiyuvis. By reciting the korbanos, so we are also mikayim a mitzvah chiyuvis of Nishalmo Porim Foseinu. Not chiyuvis. So that's the reason as to why the minig is to say korbanos every day in the morning. Because of the Gemara of Koloesik B'Tiras Chatos, Kilo Hikrif Chatos. V'davke B'Yochid Muta Leimar Aseres HaDibros B'chol Yein. Aval Osa Leimrom B'Tzibur, because of the of Tarumas Amin. Parshas HaKorbanos Parshas HaKorbanos lo yeimar elo b'yein. Kishi yisayin parshas o'elo yeimar yirotzin mufanecho sheyeize choshuv umkubol kilu ikhafte elo, because the whole Indian is because of Nishalmo Porim Foseinu, so that's why you have to say yirotzin mufanecho sheyeize choshuv umkubol kilu ikhafte elo. Vikach yeimar ha parshas ha-mincho v'ashlomin mipni sheyiboyim nidoboch. Yeimar im HaKorbanos posik v'shochatis ha'yerach ha'mizbeach tzofeinu l'fnei Hashem. Yeish ne'agim leima parshas ha'kiyah v'hakim parshas tumas ha'deshen v'hakim parshas ha'tomid v'hakim parshas mizbach miktakteres u'parshas samone hakteres v'as yosef. That's pitmakteres. So we say not only the parsha of teres, but we even say the braise of pitmakteres. Because that also, because the Lashon is kolo eisig b'tiras chatos, it's not just reciting, it's even eisig b'tiras chatos, there is a cube of Nishalmo Porim Sfosein. Din levishas boi, lo yilbash chalukim yushev, that's an ear of tznias, elo yika chalukei v'yachnis bei, Reisha Yisraeisa of Beidin Shechit V'nimtzo Kishiyokum Shehu Mechust Al Yeima Hineni Bechadre Chadorim Mireini Kalkulis Boruchu Meloi Kol Oretz Veli Yidadei Bechluki Leleifi Kidarake Shol Yafe Hapnimi Lechutz. In other words, you should not put it down on the wrong side. הנה יומנו על ימין תחילו ולהיקשרנו והכן הנה הוא של סמאל ויקשרנו ויארזר ויקשר של ימין. Now, that's the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Samach Aleph. Now, so the Gemara, one Mandoma says that when you put on the shoes, you should put on the right shoe first. Why? Because the right side has a certain chshives. Ligabe korbonis, bein yad v'regel. So the Azuyas Adam is on the right fingers, on the right toes. So I'm tzire, for example. And in other words, the Yemin is more choshuv. But then, as far as Kshir is concerned, so the Smoil is more choshuv. Because the Tfilm, you make the Kesha of the Tfilm, you make it on the left, on the left arm. So because of that, one Mandoma says that when you put on the shoes, you should put on the right shoe first, of some Halef and Shabbos. And but when you tie, so then you tie the left first, because of the Chashivus of Tefillin, the Gabi Shirt. Then the Gemara said, Omar Rav Tane, Chazine l'Ravashe d'loi kopit. So all the Rishonim, except for the two, so they pass like Ravashi, that it doesn't make any difference. You can do it indiscriminately, all the Rishonim. But the two, he doesn't pass like Ravashi. He passes that the proper way is to put on the right shoe first, and then the kshira, the tying, the left first. So the Mechaba passes like the two. But many are not marked in that, because all the Hashulchan pointed out, because all the other Rishonim, they passed like Ravashi. Then the Ramo says, Manalim shalonu she'in lahem kshiro yineil shel yimin tchil. After Simen Beis, Sivot. Also, Leilech became a skufa. That's a Gemara in Dushin. Because that's... Kimo skufa means, I mean, he raises his head high in a haughty manner. So, Vilo Yelech Daladames Begilo Rosh Bipnekved Ashrine. That's a Gemara in Shabbos. Kasi Reishoch Keicha Delebe Elocho Emesa Dishmaye. The Rambam in Nevuchim explains it, that something that is dignified, so has to be covered. Now the head, that's the most important organ in the human organism. So mele, we have to show a more covet to the head than to any other part of the human organism. So that's why we have to cover it. Now the Gor says that the Indian of Liela Daladam Gilo Rosh is a Midas Chasidus. There is no Issa. The Ta says that now that the derech of the Nochrim, of the Goyim, is to keep their heads uncovered, so it is Osam Saradin because of Chukusayim Yisraelich. Now the Ta doesn't mean it involves the love of the Raisi, because it means Midrabonon, it's Osam Mitzat Chukusayim Yisraelich, because as the Meiri in Sanhedrin points out, and that's the Pshat in Tesis in Borokami, at the end of Perik Merube, because the Gemara says that Beis Ram Gamliel, the family of Ram Gamliel, the Chachomim were matter them to be Misafer Kumi. What's Misafer Kumi? The Roman nobleman had the custom that when they took a haircut, they cut the hair in front, but they left all the hair on the back. And that was a haughty manifestation. In other words, they wanted to show that they are distinguished, they are more than the common people. So Mimele, they left the hair in the back, uncut. So it's also to do it that way because of the same way. So the question arises, how can we be matir alav deraisa because of Korv Malchus? So the Rav Amiri says that the Isa deraisa of Rishenu Shleicho applies only to a religious practice. Religious practice, not Avka Avdizora, even if it is a kind of a faith that is not Avdizora. But if it's a religious practice, so then it is Osir. Or the Marik says, if it is something in Mineg of Nochim that is grounded in superstition, that has no reason, just superstition, so that also involves an Isa deraisa of Chukaseyim Leisaleichu. But any other practice of Goyim, even though it's an exclusive practice of Goyim, does not come within the Isa deraisa of Chukaseyim Leisaleichu. But in the Rabbonon, any practice of Nochin that is grounded in Pritzes, in lack of Tznias, so is Osa. Now, Misaper Kumi was not a religious practice, and it was not grounded in superstition. It was just grounded in haughtiness, in arrogance. So Mele, it's only Osa Mdabron, so they were Matia, Ibili Kor of the Malchus. And that's the Pshat and Tesves at the end of Mubim Burakame also. So when the Ta says that today that the Derech of Nochim is to keep their heads uncovered, so it's Osam Mitzat Chusein Lishleichu, the Taz doesn't mean it's Osam Mitzraise, it means it's Osam Mitzrabon, like Misapta Kumi. That's the Tashit. I don't think that according to the Taz today that there would be a Misa of Chusein Lishleichu, because unfortunately it's not the exclusive practice of going to go Vilosh. Even Jews, I mean, even Orthodox Jews, many of them, I mean, are not Zoyer, and they go Vilosh. So Mele, the Isa, Midrabonon, according to the Taz, wouldn't apply today. But in this man of the Taz, when only Goyim, I mean, went Bigelosh, and Jews didn't, so then it was a real Isa Gomor. But of course it's not a proper thing to go Bigelosh, even Daladamis. There is Mizachsides, and the proper way is to keep the head covered all the time, with Nekvid Ashrini. The Yivdek Nikobo, the Chase Kol Gufei, the Loyelich Yochi, the Yargelat Milifnes Beka Verev, שהוא זריזו סוניקיוס. דיני ניטילס יודיים. ירחץ יודו ויבורך על ניטילס יודיים. Now there is a gemore in Brochus, at the end of Pesachet Brochus, at the very end, the Psalmah. So the gemore says that in the morning when he gets up, he washes his hands, he should say Broche al Ntilas Yodayim. Now, then there is a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuftes. There the Gemara says that when a person gets up from his sleep, so he has to wash his hands, because Ruach Ro Sheir Aleh. Sheir Aleh. Now, what does Ruach Ro mean? It can be explained according to the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mention it, Dafke, in respect to this Ruach Ro, but there is a Rambam in Pirusham Mishneh Neirav. The Mishneh Neirav says, Mishu Itziwa Yisei, Listimu Ruach Ro. So the Rambam Pirusha Mishneh says that whenever the Gemara speaks of Ruach Ro, it has reference to an invisible destructive factor. Whatever is destructive and cannot be seen is called Ruach Ro. So Mele, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuftes says that the Ruach Ro, the name of the Ruach Ro, that is Mimune, and the fact that a person is, you know, doesn't wash his hands in the morning, is called Bas Melach. I think that Bas Melach is a euphemistic expression, and what Ruach Ro means, according to the Rambam, is it means simply the germs, and in other words, and these germs are reproduced in a medium of filth. So that's, in other words, it's a bas melech. Now it's a euphemistic expression. They multiply in a medium of filth. So by washing the hands, so then you remove the germs. Anyway, so this is one reason as to why you have to wash the hands in the morning. But as far as that time is concerned, the Gemara wouldn't say that we have to say Boche, because like any other thing that is in Pnei HaSakone, we don't say Boche. We don't say Boche Amayim Achreinim, because it's because of Sakone. So as far as the time of Ruach is concerned, we wouldn't say Boche. And the Gemara in Boche Daf Samach says, Ki Moshe Yodaye, so Mivorech Al Nefilas Yodayim, so there must be another reason as to why he has to wash his hands. Over and above the time of Ruach, which is only Mipnei HaSakone. As a matter of fact, I forgot to mention, the Gemara in Shabbos also says that if somebody is neglectful, he doesn't wash his hands in the morning, then he might become blind. As a matter of fact, there is a certain sickness, trachoma, and that sometimes leads to blindness. And of course, and in order to watch out, you have to keep yourself clean. So that Ruach Ro might be that kind of a germ. Anyway, so, but there must be another reason over and above the time of Ruach Ro. So there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rashbo. What is the main time of the Tefillas Yadayim? I mean, because Ruach Ro would not be the basis of a Broche. So the Rosh says, because of Tefillah. It's not because in the morning, when he gets up, he has to daven Shachris. So because of that, the Chachomim or Misakim, he has to be natal the Yodayim and say Broche on the Tefillas Yadayim. Even though on the other Tefillas he doesn't say Broche, let's say Aminche and Mayriv, when he washes his hands, but here the Chachomim or Misakim in Broche, and the Nitile for the purpose of Tefillah Shachris. That's the Shita of the Rosh. The Rashbo says that the reason as to why he has to be Natal Yodayim in the morning and he has to say Broche and Tefillah Yodayim is because when he gets up in the morning, he is Nasek Trio Hadosho, like a new refreshed being. So it's like the Keanim who had to be Natal Yodayim in the morning from the Kiyah. So here the Chachomim are Misakein that every Jew has to be Natal Yodayim, like, and it is based upon the Natilas Yodayim in Akiyah by the Keanim in the Migdosh, because he is Nase Kipriya Hadosh. Anyway, so that's the Machlekes between the Rosh and the Rashbo. Yirchatz Yodov V'yivorech al Netilas Yodayim. So only Broche of Netilas Yodayim, according to the Psak of the Mechaber. But Asher Yotza, he doesn't have to say unless he was Eisei Tzorcho. So then he has to say Asher Yotza, like any other time in the day. But there is a Shitas Rishenim that even if he was not Eisei Tzorcho, so in the morning he has to say not only the Broche of Netilas Yodayim, but also Asher Yotza. Why? Also because he is Nasi Kipriyo Hadosh. V'yei Sheimlein Gam Asher Yotza Afil Lo Yoso Tzorcho V'chei Noag. Now, Mayim Apsurim L'Netilas Yodayim L'Yisude. So, K'sherim L'Netilas Yodayim L'Yitfile. Now, Netilas Yodayim L'Yisude, so there's certain kind of Mayim that is possible. Let's say if it's Nishtanu Marov, if it is Nishtanu Marov or Nase by Melocho, so then that Mayim is possible until Shedayim Yisudei. So then Chava says that it is still kosher, the Mayim that is Nase by Melocho or Nishtanu Marov, even though it's possible until Shedayim Yisudei, but it's still kosher until Shedayim Shachris. L'kalitos yodanim l'tfile. In other words, here you are saying like the shittes horosh, the tinas yodanim is primarily because of the tfile. Miu yeshayime here, but there is a shite. There is a shite. I mean the shite of the ro. The lo nivore halayim. So there is a shite that that it is possible. Some mele misofik. Some mele you shouldn't say a boche. Now, all the poskim, they are machria like the first lotion, that even if it's nasa ben locha, and even if it's nishtan marov, so you can use that mayim and you can even say a boche. But as far as the second lotion in the Shulchan Aruch is concerned, which is the Shittes Aror, there is a machlekes between the Mogen Avraham and the Gaon. The Mogen Avraham says that even according to the second lotion in the Shulchan Aruch, that Mayim, Hapsulim, Lintilas Yodayim, Lisudom, are also possible in Tilas Yodayim Shachris. So he only has reference to the Psul of the Mayim Machmashin Umare, or Nasib Amalocha, but it does not have reference to the psul of Mayim because of Kele. I mean, even the Roy is made it, that Kele is not required until Ashadayim Shachis. The Roshite is only that the Mayim that is Nasib Amalocha or Nishtan Amarov, so that Mayim that is possible until Shadayim Lisude is also possible until Shadayim Shachris. But Kele is not required. And Revis is not required. However, the Goy is Chilik and the Mogan forms Pshat. And he says that according to the second Loshen Shulchan Aruch, so the until Shadayim Shachris is analogous to the until Shadayim Lisude. So not only in Nasa bin Locha is possible, or Nishtan Marom, but it requires Kele also, and it requires a release also. Now there is no practical Nafkemine, because all the poskim, they pass like the first Loshen anyway. So even in respect to Nasa bin Locha or Nishtan Marom, so they pass that it's all right, it can be used for Nitlas Yitayim Shachris, and we have to say Ibrach. We left off Simen Dalet, Siv Beis. Yidagdei Klaris Aleim Mayim Gimu Pomi. Lahavir Ruachor Shesher Aleim. So you should pour water three times. Lo Yiga Biyodei Kedem Nitile Lipeh Velo Yilechetem Velo Yilechetem. So he shouldn't touch his mouth, his nose, his ears, and his eyes, because the Ruach Hora is here on his hand. In other words, if there is a cut, so then he shouldn't touch it. The self measures. Luyiga bigigi shecho shemishmu shayad mafsit ashecho. In tzorich revis lintilas yodayim litfile. In other words, lintilas yodayim lisude requires a revis, but revis yodayim in the morning, so doesn't require a revis. And the Mechaber constantly mentions the term tefillah. I mean, that's in line with the Shittes Rosh, that the primary purpose of Nitlas Yodayim Shachris is because of the tefillah. Teiv lehakpit b'Nitlas Yodayim Shachris b'chol ha'dvorim ha'me'akvim b'Nitlas Yodayim Lisude. Who Shitte is that as the Shitte of the Roh? Now, all the, not all, but most poskim, they say they are matrices for the shite of the Ro, but this is the shite of the Ro. The Mechaber mentioned it in Sif Aleph. Now, according to the Mogen Avraham, so even the Ro is only cheshish לגבי מים ותפוסו לנטילת ידיים. לצי משתנו מרוב, או נעשית במלוכו, but even the law does not require the irivis and kiagavre and kli, that it doesn't require. So mele, when he says tev hakpid v'ntilas yudayim shachris b'chol advorim amak v'ntilas yudayim v'isude according to Avrom, it doesn't mean mamish chol advorim amak v'ntilas yudayim v'isude. In other words, he does not have to use a revis, he does not have to use a kele, but it means he shouldn't use water that is possible in Tilas Yudayim v'isude, like nasa b'miloche or nishtan maro miyo inim yakev loy kli v'loy ki agavre ushor advorim apeislim in Tilas Asude. So what does it mean, shor advorim apeislim being Tilas Asude? That means revis according to Avon Pshat, because if it's Nishtanu Marov, so according to the Ro, it is Meyakim. So it is Meyakim. All right. Left off Simen Dalet, Sifei. Nitilas Yodayim Shachris. Innately in al gabi karak. That's because of the ruach ro. So you shouldn't pour it al gabi karak. Always say chakli. Ma'im shel nitilas yadayim shachris. Also lehanis man. Also because of the ruach ro. V'yishpechem babayis v'loy binokim she'ivrim shom neyolam. Neitil kli shel ma'im biyad yiminei v'neisne yatzmelei. Now this is based upon Kabbalah. It's Isaiah in Parsha Miketz, because the right is symbolic of Midas HaChesed and the left is symbolic of Midas Hadin. So Mele, he should be natal kluchel mayim biyadimineh v'neisnel yatzmele, in order that he should pour water al yimine tchil. Lo yitil mimi shalinot al yodov shachis. Also because of the ruach ro. So in other words, the other person, his hands are not clean. So a melee he should not be yitil mimi shalinot al yodov shachis. Im shich sheikh yodov lisich kli shal mayim. Also, if he pushed in his hands in a kilish al mayim, so as far as saying krishma and tefile is concerned, it's okay. But loy liruach ro shalein, imshich shechiyodav begimul meimeis mechulofim, yeish liistapik imtzorich litel yodov shachris liispalil ulaavir ruach ro miyodov. In other words, so there are two sveikas. First of all, now Nitilas Yadayim is based upon three reasons, actually. One is because of Tfile, as the Rosh says, because Yadayim Askoni Yesei. So the Mele, he has to be Nitil the Yadayim because of Tfile. And then because of the Rashbo, because Nasi Kibel Yechadosho. And then there is the other term of ruach ro. But of course, as far as the broche is concerned, there is no broche on the basis of ruach ro. So one suffix we have, whether it's like the Rashbo or it's like the Rosh. If we say it's like the Rashbo, that the Chachomim are misakin Nitilas Yodayim in the morning because he's nasik b'al yechadosho, so mele it's loy pluk. So in all cases it applies. If it is because of tefillah, so if he was neya kol alayla, and he knows that the hands were kept clean, so mimele, he doesn't have to be neitil yadayim. So that's one suffix. And then insofar as the time of ruach ro is concerned, there is also a suffix. Whether the gerim of the ruach ro is the fact that it's night, not the fact that he is asleep, it's night, it's dark, so mimele, that's the gerim of ruach ro, or the fact that he's asleep. So Mele Nachmini is when he was up the whole night. So Mele says V'yitlim Mele Broch. Now, that's not because of the Sofik in Lachor, because there is no Broche on the basis of Lachor anyway. I mean, that's because of the Sofik, whether the Tam of Nefilas Yodayim is because of Nase Be'aliyah Chadoshah. So Mele, it's Loi Plug and Chachomim or Misaki. In all cases, he has to Nefilas Yodayim. So you should say Broche, or it's because of Tefillah, and because Yodayim Askoni, you say. So in the case where he's up the whole night and he knows that he kept it clean, the Yodayim, they were not Askoni, so Mele, he doesn't have to wash his hands. So Mele, because of that, he should be Natal without. To Simon Dalek, see you, Dalek. Hishkin Kedem Amuya Shaha, we not all Yodov, usually he stopped it, he saw little Yodov from a house. Suppose he washed his hands while it was still dark, night time, and then it became dawn. So, does he have to wash his hands again? Now, there are three reasons for washing hands. One is, as the Rosh explains, because of tefillah. One is, as the Rashbo explains, because of Nasa Talia Chadosha. And then, Bishmu Ruachor. So insofar as the time of tefillah is concerned, he already washed his hands and he didn't go to sleep again. So mele, it's not shayach to say Yodayim Askoni Yesei. So he doesn't have to wash again. Insofar as Priya Chadosho, in view of the fact that he woke up before dawn and he washed his hands, so it's the time of Priya Chadosho is not shaykh. But the Sofik is in regard to Ruachor. So Mele, Broche certainly he shouldn't say, because for the time of Ruachor there is no Broche. But whether he has to wash the hands or not, do we say that Ruachor has to do with the darkness, the fact that it's night, or not, or it has to do with the fact of shina, of sleeping. So Mimele is V'yitlon V'lei Brochen. Yoshin B'yein Yeshli Yistapik. Suppose he sleeps in the daytime. Im Tzorich La'aris Mayim Aleim Gimel Pi'omim. Come again, the Sofik is in respect to Ruachor. Dovido Yonizo Shalolishon Shitin Nishmin. Pair shishim nishimis, kidishil yitim tam misi. So we more perikayosh mashmari dafke biyim oyoniza. Yeish neagim lirchets piem shachis, mifneohirim shibisechape. So he should watch his mouth also. Elu dvorim tzrichen itilo, bimayim. Hakoma amito, when he gets up in the morning because of Ruachor. Now all these things are based upon Ruachor. I mean, most of the items mentioned. Now, Ruachor might mean germs, I mean, as I said before. So, Hakom Amito Vayesei Mibes HaKisei, if somebody comes out from Beis HaKisei, even though he didn't do anything, he just went in. So, he requires intercedaim. Now, that doesn't apply to the Beis HaKisei of today, the private. As a matter of fact, according to Rav Henkin, Zachin Ruachor, so the Beis HaKisei of today, if it's kept clean, has the same status as Beis HaKisei di Parsoye, and one is even allowed to say Kriyashma. But whether we accept the Psak of Rav Henkin or not, but this aloche, that if somebody enters Beis HaKisei, so he mele, he has to wash his hands, certainly doesn't apply to the Beis HaKisei of today. It applied to the Beis HaKisei in those days, where it was, you know, outside of the homes, it was a public Beis HaKisei, and there was a lot of zeyamo, and of course there were all kinds of germs there. So there was the Ruachor, so it required nitilah. With Beis HaMerchetz, now again, the bathrooms of of today in each home. I mean, so there is no Zeyamo. It's only in the Bisamerchats in those days, a public bathhouse. Maybe even today, I mean, the public bathhouses, there is still a lot of Zeyamo. So it requires Nitile. But not the private bathroom, you know, in the house. So there is no Zeyamo. So if somebody goes in there, it doesn't require Nitile Shedai. Vanetil Tsaponov, Veachilis Manolov. In other words, because the Manolov are usually very dirty. So very dirty. So again, he has to wash his hand. Vanigia Biraglov, Achif Freshe, Vieshemrim, Avahilio bin Amesin, Umishenoga Bemes, Umishemafri Kalov, Vamshamesh. מתוסי ונגיע בקינו ונגיע בגוף הפיודי ומי שאוס אחת מקוללו ונותן תנחוך ותמול ושתקר ותנחוך מייצן דייטי המגיס דמה הכסופים ונות יולוף מפחת היומים המגליח ונות יולוף מפחת דימו יום המנס פלפון ויודו יולוף מפחת ימחו מידיע ממה מפחת because it gives him a feeling of disgust הוריך יצפונו ונוגבו מיופה פונו ומזבקיס הוא יאילה בין שכין ופורוסי ליחיצר במי סילקו. In other words, you have to dry your hands. So, lizoya b'filah ba'achile, shul liga b'sheik v'yerach v'mkim esamchusin b'odom, v'fishyeishom milmul izeya, because there might be perspiration. V'chin shul lechatya b'reishe, av'mkim esamgulim b'reishe v'fonov mokim amgulishe b'yotayisov, in lehakti. Imeli mayim yikaneach yodov, suppose he has no water, yikaneach yodov b'tzrei oi b'ofo oi b'chol mida dimunke, ויבורך על ניקיוס יודיים. So there are many Rachilik, the Gor and the Mogavon, so they say that even in such a case, the Boch is on Tilas Yodayim. But the Psakos Choloch is, in other words, if he's Mnake, with a Tzrei or Ofo or a Singles, so then the Boch is on Tilas and Nikius Yodayim. Ve'yeli Tfilo, Avaloi Lahavi Ruach Rosh Aliyah, because that requires what a mamish. We take it as a daimel, we krishmu, we feel it. Our built is the shachris, yorech, livorech, kedem mitile. Elohim kin yoshna mitosi oren, she oz oso lahaskas Hashem, achi inakeris. To Simon Hay, Kavonas Aboches. Yechavim Aboches, Peru Shamires. When one says the Bracha, he has to mechav the Peir Shamiras. Now, as far as all the words of the Bracha are concerned, so there's nothing to discuss. Baruch, he has to be mechav, it means blessed be. But the question is in regard to the shame, what kind of a kavona should he have? Kishiyaskir Hashem, yechavin perush shriyosei be'adnus. Because, I mean, it's nikho be'adnus. Even though it's written Shema Vay Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's pronounced Be'adnus. So first he has to be mechavein the peyush of Adnus, Shehu Adin Akeil. But he also the mechavashit is that whenever one says Baruch Ato Adishem, so he should be mechavein the peyush Amile of the Ksivosei of Hoyohei V'Riyeh, v'chavein the Ksivosei B'Yud. Now, the Gros is Chelik and Mechaba. The Gros Shit is that when one says the Shem in Ibroche, all he has to be Mechavin is the Pirush Amil of Adnus, but not the Pirush Amil of Ksivosi, except in Krishna. When he says the Shem Mitrishni, Shema Yisrael, Adi Shem Alekeinu, Adi Shem Echod, there the Goy is made it, that he has to be Mechavein, not only the Pirush Amilo of the Kriya of Adnus, but also the Pirush Amilo of Ksiva, Ksivose, of Shem Avai. Why does the Goy distinguish between Broches and Krishna? Very simple. Because Krishna, you have to recite Mitrich Aksav. Not Mitrich Aksav, you don't, you can recite it Valpe also, but you have to recite it Kiksivose. You cannot change it. I mean just to express the contents of the parsha of Krishna. You have to say every word the way it is written in the Torah. And the Torah, the Shema Vayi is written. So Mele, he has to say the Shema Vayi. But so it's like a kri and a ksiv. So in other words, so when he pronounces the adnus of the Shema Vaye, so that is the kri of the Shema Vaye. So really has to have the Shema Vaye also. Mashenkin broches, so there is no aloche that he has to recite it. He has to recite it, in other words, kakosum. So Mele, he just has to pronounce the Shem. There is no aloha of Kakosuf. So Mele, since it's pronounced only Beadne, so why does he have to be Mechavein? The Pirush Hamil of Ksivose. There is no aloha of Kriya Mitichaksav Kiksivose. Din Birka Sashimyotza Lakai Nishomo Perusha. Now Sif Aleph is a long Sif. The Noah Loch is just the Perusha Miles of Ashayotza. I'm not trying to explain it. It's too difficult to be explained. But I'll just go over it. My condition is a good example of Shin Pasea Chachodnehem. That's my father. One little wave in my brain, in the thalamus area, burst. And because of that, I have all this trouble. Because Shin Pasea Chachodnehem, in Sosim Echodnehem, he actually is kind of run with Panechod. Kishiyitzin b'isakisei yivorei chashayotzar es o'odom b'chochmo. Shebri as o'odom hi b'chochmo niflo. Now various pirushim and the pirush amilis. V'yesh miforshim al sheim shehaguv deyme lineid. Mori ruach. A vessel that is full of wind. V'umori nikovim k'lkamam b'somuch. V'yesh miforshim b'chochmo שהיסקים איזה נסוף של עודם הרישי והקין בורי ובורו וניקובים ניקובים חלויים חלויים פירוש ניקובים רבים כן פה וחיתן ופיטבס many openings וגם בורו בוי עיבורים רבים חלויים many עיבורים, many limbs that are hollow כמו אלי וקרס ומאיים the heart, the stomach, the intestines שים יסוסים אחד מהם כלימה שבנקובים ישנה כפחות שהוא הפה שחשו בימי אימי הוא סוסום וכשייץ לעברילם הוא נפתח וכשייץ לעברילם הוא ינישה סוסום ויש לו עסקיים sometimes there is a blockage so there is trouble you have to have surgery otherwise you cannot live אפילו שו אחס ויבורים החלולים הוא ינפתח אחד מהם ויאפשר לסכאי מפרישו אחס ועד יש לפורש נראה פשב שגבול יש ליודום שיחילים ניקובו וליסוסי ולא יומוס וחילים שאוב הרי זה הגבול יאפשר לסכאי מפרישו אחס וחילים שבכלל הניקובים הם פי הטבס ופי העמו בכלל היבורים האחלורים שאם נפתח שאם פוסח אחד מהם יאפשר לסכאי עם קרס ומאיים שפר הווישבר זה מעניין עשי הסוך Why are the Chachomim misaking that broche dafke after Asiya Sorchov? Because that is a manifestation of the whole setup in the human organism of Yipaseach Nikovim Nikovim Chaluim Chaluim. V'efsharei chemeachash im yeitzil in kovov v'yeitzir ad shimovar hagvul yomus b'chlal shim paseach achon mehem. That is also included in Pesach Hashem. In other words, there is a limit. I mean, there are many causes. It's one might have all kinds of trouble because of the stomach condition. Shim yitzlin kol v'yeser achim mover agvul yomus bichlal shim yipesach hashem hu v'have shim pesach hashem nam miyasiyas tochav mamish reifi chol bosa al shem shani kovim shebo be lehitzi pseiles macholi kin yisapish in other words, every function is indispensable for life. Umafilasis in Fishodom Demilinaid, Molly Ruach, Vinyasa Odom Benaid, Nekev Kehudoshal Mahat, Ruach Yetze, Viodom Molly Nikovim, Viruchem Mishtameres Visechei, Areze Pele, Veid Yeshlifore shall change Shabira Teva Macho. The Umafilasis is reference to the fact, that the food, is digested. Then it is assimilated, and the blood takes in certain things. So that's a pellet, the way the digestion and the assimilation processes take place is a pellet. Then Ramos says that the main reason of mafilasis is because of the integration of the guf and the nishomi. In other words, there is such harmonious integration between the body and the soul that it looks like one thing, actually it's two separate entities, but they are so well integrated in the harmonious blending that it looks like one entity. That's the mafilasis. Simen Vov Siv Beis Yesh Miladin Lihamtin Livorech Al Zilas Yodayim Ad Beyam Libes Akneses Umisadrim Lise In Shor Abroches Ubnei Svorad Lino Aguke. The Rambam mentions that there is a minhag by some people to say all the Birkas HaShachar in the Beis HaKnesses. Now the Rambam is opposed to this practice. The Rambam Shita is that in respect to the Birkas HaShachar, so he should say each broche, individually, over the thing that is Mechayiv broche. For example, when he hears the cocks crow, so then he says, "Hanesim lasach v'vino lahavchem yemi l'leilo." When he puts on the shoes, so then he says the bracha shoso l'chol tzorki. When he puts on the hat, he says the bracha ita yisrael b'sefor. Every bracha individually, in its proper moment. That's the shittes Rambam. Now, suppose he doesn't live on a farm, he doesn't hear the cocks crow, so then he doesn't say Hanesin Lasach Vivino Lahafrim Biyemu Lelo. However, Teisves and the Roshite is in Broches, the Chachomim or Misakim or Misaba de Broches, and the Seder Lelo, whether he hears the cocks crow or not, whether he puts on the shoes or he walks barefoot or not, whether he puts on a hat or not, he is still Mechuyev to say all these Broches. Al Seder Lelo. Now, the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam, but the Ramor paskens like Tesis and Rosh. However, even though the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam, so he paskens that suppose he didn't say each broche individually in its proper moment, so as long as he became a chuyev in the broche, he heard the cocks crow. But he heard the cocks crow, let's say at 6 o'clock or at 5 o'clock in the morning. As long as it was Mechayevim in the Broche, he can say it later also. So Memele, even according to the Rambam, the Shita of the Beis Yosef is, that even according to the Rambam, of course, the ideal thing is to say each Broche individually in its proper moment. But as long as he became a Chuyev, so then he can say it later also. However, if he didn't become a chuyev, so then he cannot say it. But according to the Shita of Teisves, he can say it whether he heard the cocks crow or he didn't hear the cocks crow, he can say it. It's al sidor ayom. So memele, the yesh neyagim lehamtin livorech on tos yedayim ad beyom lebeis haknesses. In other words, even though it's a considerable time after he was naked the Yadayim, so Mimele you can still say it. Umisatunesim Shabochas. Ubnes forad le noabaki. Val kol ponim lo yivor beis biomi. But of course he cannot say it twice. Umishem ivorchom bi beisei. Lo yivorchom bi beis akneses. Vechem ishevorchom bi beis akneses. Lo yivor bi beisei. Umishalim et kidim shi yikonis lo bis akneses. Oy mispar lo kidim. Yivorchem bi beisei. Lo yivor bi beis akneses. Vafilo bechahai gavne yishne yagim li satron. Im shor birket bis akneses. Vein So first the Ramo says that even according to those who are accustomed to say all the broches b'beis hakneses, so it's only if he gets up, let's say he washes his hands and then he immediately goes to shul, there is no substantial intervening. But if he learns in the house before he goes to shul, then it's not a proper thing, you know, to say the broches, to wait and say the broches in the bisakneses. So then he says, "Vafilu b'chaigavne," where he has his seder of learning before he goes to bisakneses, yeshneagim lisatron shor birket bisakneses ve'imivorchem beis. But that's according to the shita of Tesis and Rosh. We up to Simen Vov Siv Gimel. Birkas Rekai Nishomo in the Pesachas Bebor. Mipnei Shehu Birkas Haidoye. The Birkas Haidoye is in Pesachas Bebor. Kmo Shemotzinu Birkas Hakshom. Now, this is the Pesach of Mechaber and the sheet of the Tor. That Rekai Nishomo, even though it's not Pesachas Bebor, so it's not because it's a broch hasmuch al havato. The Torah says that Rekai Nishomo is not a broch hasmuch al havato. But the reason as to why it doesn't begin with broch, because it's a birkas adoye. So the birkas adoye are usually very short. So there is no psicha b'broch. So mainly the Torah says in this sonnet that where one can say all the broches at home, and then when he comes to shul, he can say Alekai Nishom. However, the groin Simen Mevov is chilek, and he says that the reason as to why Alekai Nishomo is not Pesachas Bebor, because Alekai Nishomo was Niskano as a broch hasmuch lechavato to Asher Yotza. So according to the groin, the proper way is to say Alekai Nishomo right after Asher Yotza in the morning, and not to say it in the shul. We have to see in both C Dallas. יש נוהגים שאחר שבירך אחד ברכס השחר ויאנו אחוב עומאים חיזר אחד נוהים עם עומאים ומבורך ואינין אחוב עומאים וכסדר הזה איסים כל איסם שאונו עומאים תחילו. So in other words, one said בקיל רום the ברכס השחר, and then the other members of the ציבור said עומאים. Then one member of the tzibur stands before the omed and he repeats the same brachas. Now the question arises, he already said omen, he was yeitiv the bracha. So then when he repeats the same bracha, so it's a bracha latore, the answer is no. Because the kavone is not to be yeitze with the recitation of the shliach tzibur. So maybe it was not yeitze, so he can say it again. Because when do we say Shemeya Keine only in the Mashmiya was mechavin to be meitzi, and the Shemeya was mechavin to be yeitzi? Ve'in le'arer uchaseder hazeh inin koleisom shonu omin tchilo. Ve'in le'arer aleihem vileima shekvar yotzu b'omin shonu tchilo. So then when he says the same broches all over again, it's a broches la'toreh? No. Mipnei shamivorechin mechavin le'yitzi acheret. ואפילו אם היה מבורך מכוון להיצי אחרים, הם מכוונים של לוציס בברכוס, של לוציס בברכוס. So in other words, so is some male, he was not yeitze, so he's not yeitze, so he can say it. So I mean, so what is the whole purpose of it? I mean, what's the whole purpose? So the whole purpose is in order that every member of the tzibur should have an opportunity to say many omens. So that in itself is an inyan. I mean, but since every shemeya is bischaven not to be yeitze, so he's not yeitze, so he can say the same broches all over again. So in other words, so there is nothing wrong if you have 10 Jews in the shul, so each one of the 10 Jews stands before the omed and says all the broches, and all the others answer amen, then another one stands and says the broches, and all the others answer amen, and there is no one says the broches at all. Now, all the Nisikeli mentioned the aloche by the levush, that in Birkas HaShachar one can only be made see the others if there is a minyan. I mean, that sounds like a strange shita, but there is such a shita mentioned in the Ritvo in Rosh Hashanah. In other words, Birkas Idoye, so there is no aloche of Shemeya Keine B'yochi, only B'tzibu. Only B'tzibu, like Birkas Krishme. Birkas Krishme, so you cannot be made see others in the Birkas Krishme, only B'tzibu. But B'yochit, Ruven and Shimon, Ruven will say the Birkas Krishme, and then B'meisi Shimon, that he cannot do. So the same thing applies, the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Choftes, the same thing applies to Birkas Idoye also. I mean, and that is the Shite of the Levush. Okay. I mentioned the Shite of the Levush, that with Birkas HaShachar, the Shliach Tzibur can only be made to the Tzibur if there is a minyan asor. And I said that the Shita of the Ritvo in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chotes is the same way, that Birkas Shlach V'Idoye, we do not say Shemeya Keine except the minyan asor, like Gabi Tfilo, and Birkas of Kriyashma. Now, that was a slip of the tongue. It's not the Ritvo in Rosh Hashanah, it's the Rav Amir in Rosh Hashanah. But the Ritvo Shite in Rosh Hashanah is to the contrary, that Birkas Shlach V'Idoye has the same din as Birkas HaMitzvah, and that the Yochit can be made see another Yochit through the Aloch of Shemeya Keine, and even if Yotzo made see, but it is the Shite of the Rav Amir in Rosh Hashanah Daf Choftes, that Birkas Shlach V'Idoye, you can only be made see if there is a minyan of asor. But like this, if there is no minyan of asor, even though the one who says it, the Shliach Tzibur himself, is himself mechuyev to say it, he cannot be made see somebody else. Now we have to Simen Zayin. Kol ha'yein ki she'is et zorcho ben k'tanim ben k'delim mivorach asho yotza v'loi al netilas yodayim. So in other words, netilas yodayim is only mechuyev to say netilas yodayim in the morning when he gets up. אף אם רצה לא מיד או להספר מיד, ספר מיד, even though the halacha is that for tefillas mincha and arvis, even if he doesn't know any lichluch, any dirt in his hand, so he has to be netel the yadayim, but the chachomim were only misakim, a broch and tefillas yadayim, with tefillas shachris, even according to the roshite, that the whole reason as to why there is a broche is because of tefillah. So one could argue, memele, for mincha and for ma'ariv, there should also be a broche of netilas yadayim. But the Rosh says, the chachomim were only misakim for tefillah shachris in the morning. So the broche. But for the other tefillahs, even though he's mechuyev to be netil yadayim, and even if his hands are meluchlach, so there is no broche. Aber af im reitze lir me du is par me yad hoye yod auf mir loch loch is oi she shif shel behem na reitz de mir aglein af lo hoche in mir vorich al nitias ידיים. Now, all the poskim achiri can get to Sakal Vishchonoch, and they say that he doesn't have to say Ashayotzar twice, because there is no analogy between Ashayotzar and Tfilah. Tfilah, there is a need of Tashlumim, but Ashayotzar is a Birkas Hidoye. If he was Matal Mayim twice, so then he says one Birkas Hidoye and both, it's like a person who ate one meal and then he neglected to bench. And then he was Nisir Das, and then a considerable time elapsed and he ate another meal. So then when he finishes eating the other meal, he doesn't have to bench twice, he benches only once. So here too, if he was Matal Mayim twice, so one Birkas Hidoye patters both Atlas Mayim. So we don't limaise, we don't even take like the psak of the mechaber, because all the poskim are really kind of psak of the mechaber. In shio lehashdin mayim ki afilu itipa achas chayiv livorech shim yisosim anekev leitzi atipa ayi hoyokosh alei v'chayiv leidis. Sinem ches sifalet Bitzitzis, the Vorech Miyumot. Now that's mentioned in Rishenim, a certain drosha that we don't find in Chazal. It's very strange. In other words, that the atite of the beged, of the tzitzis, has to be Miyumot, and the broche has to be Miyumot. So the broche has to be Miyumot, that's a general thing, in all Birkas HaMitzvah. But the atite has to be Miyumot, so a drosha is mentioned. Because in connection with mitzvah tzitzis, the Torah says lochem, and in connection with the emer, the Torah says lochem, and by emer mohochil chalmeish bakomo, al tikro bakomo el bekemo. So the tiras emer was done by amide. So mele the tzitzis, the atife of the beget of tzitzis, also has to be by amide. It was, of course, it's only the chatchiler. So Yisati Vitzitzis Vivorech Miuma. Seidaratifosei Kiderar Bnei Odom Shemischasim Biksusom Heiskim Bimlachtom Pomim Bikiso Reish Pomim Bigilo Reish. Now the two mentions a shite that the mitzvah tzitzis requires atifa. In other words, atifa means that you put the beged over the head as well, not just over the goof, but over the head as well. Of course, if you just put over the head and not over the goof, so then it's a brocha latole. But there is a shittas rishonim that when it is chayiv tzitzis, if there is a full levishe, I mean a levishe of putting the beged on the goof and also over the head. Some rishonim even mention Ki'atifas ha'yishmeilim, none. But whether Ki'atifas ha'yishmeilim or not Ki'atifas ha'yishmeilim, there is a shittas rishonim that the chiyuv tzitzis is only if the beged is derech atif. So, seidar atifosei kiderab neodom, shemischasim biksusom, ve'eskim bimlachtom, piomim bikiso reish, pomim bigilo reish. Sometimes you put a talis, you put a beged over the goof, I mean, without putting it, you know, on the head, and sometimes you cover the head with the talis. V'nochein she'chase reishei b'talis. Why? Because when he is mechase reishei b'talis, so that has a tendency to instill humility in his heart. Taliseis ktanim shalonu shonu neyagim lilveish afo pishein be mituf taliskotten, there is no ituf, so yeitzim be midechiv asitzis. Because most Rishonim hold that atife is not an essential element in the chiyuv tzitzis, in the mitzvah tzitzis. Viteiv lo niachisei al reishi, rorbe likimosei ulisativ bei. In other words, not v'yetzer the shite, that the mitzvah of the osul and tzitzis al kamfi v'gdeyem requires a tifel. So mimele is advisable to put a telescope on his head, rochve likomose yulisatve, v'yameit kach miutef lipoches kidei hiluch dalad ames. In other words, so then it'll be yitzi l'chol adis. V'hakeyim shechenu mal reishei v'yal bishenu. So, marzi o shtei tzitzies lifonov u shtayim leachov kidei shehi misugov b'mitzveis.